What does the color of your car say about your personality? It's Anna and Raven. My lease is up. I got to get a new car. It's been very stressful.
It really has.
It's the most stressful thing. Because the car I want, to be honest, is probably a little bit more expensive than I can afford. But I'm trying to find that deal where it's like so close it can kind of fall into my price range.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a common thing when people go to buy a car, right? You want something nice, but then you've got that practical voice speaking in your head. And you get torn back and forth.
Right. So finally, I find a dealership that the price is, you know, quote unquote, all right. And
it's in your window.
It's in my window. But there's only one color of the car because it's a loaner. I would be leasing like one of the loaners.
Okay.
And it's silver, but it's light silver. Now, I have a problem with light silver because I feel like it looks like they forgot to finish the car. To me, in my head, it's like they did everything. It's the perfect car, but then they didn't paint it because they didn't have time. I don't know why I think that.
I think it depends on the car. Some cars, I think silver works, but other cars, I don't think it does, right? I mean, I've had cars before where you had to have the different, you couldn't have the silver.
Right.
You had to have the darker, you know, you had to have something darker.
And for some reason, people don't care a lot of times, like the color of the car. It's just the color of their car. But for me, like when I've had a color that I didn't like, it bothers me.
Yeah.
And then I started doing some research, and it's because the color of your car says a lot about your personality.
Okay.
So I looked up silver. Now, this is like the lighter silver.
Yeah.
And it says if you like a silver car, you're practical, innovative, business savvy, and have good taste. I'm none of those things.
See that?
Right, like that's but probably why.
I feel like they're telling you like the silver car because it's in the price range because the silver car is available.
Right.
Right? So then you're practical. It fits in that range. Thinking about it, I haven't had a lot of color variation with cars before, mm-hmm. but my favorite car of all time was green. And I would have never bought the car green, but I saw the right truck SUV at auction, and I was like, you know what? I got to have that truck. And
it was
the right deal.
Wait till I read this to you.
Please.
Okay. If you have a green car,
yeah.
you have a very strong sense of self and don't care what others think of you.
Wow.
According to whoever this Marcy Cooperman is, green cars, the popularity peaked in the 1990s, and we're in the midst right now of a backlash against green with fewer green cars in the showrooms and on the road.
It was a 1990, and I enjoyed 1999, rather, and uh-huh. I enjoyed that car. Yeah, it was a great car. And, you know, I mean, you read it. Kind of sounds like me.
It does sound like
you. I mean,
like
I really don't care what people think.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Ian on Raven. What color is your car?
My car is gray.
Gray. Hold on. I got to find gray. 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 If you have a gray car, you know there's a difference between silver and gray. The gray car.
Exactly.
Oh, I know. This is true.
How ironic.
Yeah, I know. The gray car driver doesn't want to stand out. Oh, my gosh. And between silver and gray, the latter is more nondescript. Gray doesn't need or want to be flashy as silver, projecting more dignity, tradition, and maturity. Do you find that to be true?
That is perfect.
I mean, I just thought it looked cooler on certain cars.
That's so funny. I always say it all the time. I just want to blend in. Like, with my clothes, I just want to blend in. My car, I just want to blend in with everybody else.
You want it to look cool, but not too cool.
Right. I just want to, like, kind of
go
right under the radar. That's so funny, because my car is gray, too, but I'm having a hard time deciphering between getting this gray.
You're going
to
get that silver, girl. Go flashy.
I don't know.
We're a big deal.
I feel like it's just unfinished. I told you. What color car do you drive? I'll tell you what it means, and you can see if it's accurate. Call 1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven. What does the color of your car say about your personality? 1-800-330-9999. Sienna and Raven. Shopping for a new car, and the car that I'm getting, they only have it available in light silver, which has always been my least favorite because it feels like they just forgot to finish painting the car.
Yeah, you think it's naked, but it could save you some cash while you're closing this deal.
But then I looked at what the color silver says about your personality when that's your car, and I don't really associate with it. It says that it's practical, innovative. I'm none of those things. But what does the color of your car say about you? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What is the color of your car?
My car is black.
Black. Black is, let's see. Hold on 1 second. Black. When we think about adorning ourselves in black, we also think of black tie dinners and cocktail dresses. It is a color of luxury and sophistication. Now, if your car is black, you are dignified and striking without being showy. You want to give the appearance of mystery, but you may be longing for more depth in your life.
It reads like the back page of a romance novel.
Right. You are still timeless,
oh my
important,
God.
And you're always in control.
Right.
Is that true?
All right. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to say that's true. Thank you.
Yeah, I would definitely say that's true. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's the best press you're going to get.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What color is your car?
My car is white, actually.
Okay, white. So white is associated with honesty and purity. If your car is white, you have taste and elegance and strive for perfection. Yet sometimes you find yourself longing for a more simple life. And it says if you're driving a white car, you want to present a fresh, young, modern face to the outside world. But does that describe your actual personality? Do you feel like you're like that?
No, actually, I feel after everything you said, this is my aspirational car. It's pretty much the things I want to be.
Oh,
that's good.
Well, you picked the wrong color car. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be the one to tell you.
No, she's striving for it.
Yeah, all
Keep
right.
Keep your eye on the prize.
Okay.
And the road.
You probably should have chosen yellow, but that's all right. You know what? If you can maybe one day live up to your car's reputation.
Yeah, I'll manifest my destiny through my car color.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What color is your car?
Hey, my car is red.
Oh, you have a red car. Oh, you're a guy with a red car. Okay, hold on.
He's spicy. Spicy, yeah. Right?
Okay.
Prone to get tickets.
Red is often the color chosen by those who have a zest for life. They are outgoing, aggressive, fun, and impulsive, or they're someone who wants to be those things. If your car is red, you're most likely ambitious and determined to get all you can out of life. You tend to be restless and extroverted, so sometimes you are shocked when someone points out one of your shortcomings. You're a confident go-getter who is often the life of the party. Do you find that to be accurate, sir?
I am a Leo through and through. Yes, I find that to be 100% spot on.
That's
YOLO.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm a Leo,
but he's also
too.
The same guy I'm pulling over.
Well, right. If he's aggressive in his home life,
that's
he's
right.
probably aggressive on 95.
That's
too.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What color is your car?
It's like a sky blue, I think they call the paint.
Sky blue. Hold on, let me go down to blue. Okay, blue. If you have a blue car, it doesn't necessarily mean you have a case of the blues. Rather, blue cars act as a tiny bit of sunny sky in an otherwise gray and bleak highway or street.
I love blue.
It says that you are compassionate, optimistic, stable, honest, and serene, and you like to be admired for a strong sense of self-wisdom. Is that true?
I mean, the first couple lines felt a little shaky, but it finished strong.
Do you find that?
Holy cow. Oh, yeah? My God, that's me. Like, I'm shocked. That's spot on me.
See?
And I just bought the blue car because that was the color I liked. I didn't think beyond that.
That's because you're optimistic and stable and honest and serene.
It feels a little bit, you know, astrology, like we're getting your horoscope right here, right now. But okay, thank you.
That's what it
says, yeah. That's wild.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.